This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Oh, well, good morning, all. Good morning, Anna. Good morning, Tim.
It's a happy St. Paddy's Day.
It is St. Patrick's Day.
That would be because it's Murphy's Law.
That's exactly right. A feast of St. Patrick. He was a shepherd, you know. And he converted thousands of people to Christianity. Responsible for driving out the snakes of Ireland. Snakes, of course, were the Druids or the Old Irish.
Wow.
He died on the March the 17th. And he was buried in a place called Downpatrick.
Downpatrick.
Oh, St. Patrick, yeah.
Ah. Oh.
Well, I had no idea about any of that.
Congratulations to any Irish people living out there. Happy St. Patrick's Day. And congratulations, Dean Murphy, on your research.
Well,
so
it's
early.
Really just a day to drink and be happy, isn't it?
Isn't it just? Merry St. Paddy's Day. How is it? Good morning, Joysters. I feel like we can't start unless I've said good morning.
What do we do with St. Patrick's Day? We just drink, don't we?
You just go to pubs. Okay. Like every Irish pub in Melbourne is packed out today.
Yeah.
And why wouldn't they be?
Drinking they beer with green food dye in it for some reason.
I'm not down on the Guinness.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, I love a Guinness.
Do you?
Oh,
I'd like one right now, actually.
Same.
It's a bit early, but no, never too soon.
Not on St. Patrick's Day. I wanted to say it. I wasn't. To be sure. Yes. No Irish person says that, ever.
Really?
They don't.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I've had Irish friends. They're like, no, it doesn't happen.
Hey, listen, how's your neck?
Dreadful.
We'll talk about that during the course of the morning, shall we? We've got lots coming up this morning. Lots and lots of stuff.
And I can't really see you properly because I can't turn to the left. So I'm going to get that. Not that it matters at home.
I think that the Joyces were probably thinking, how did she ruin her neck? A night of passion with a loved one, maybe? No,
I'll go
it's a pillow situation, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, look, stop. Look, okay,
it's
I was going to talk about
situation.
It, but we watched The Revenant the other night. If anyone has seen the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio where he is attacked by a brown bear, this bear rips him to part, and then he's left for dead in a shallow grave. And as he tries to crawl himself out, he makes these noises like... Now, that's the noise I made in my bed yesterday when I rolled over.
Did you get attacked by a bear?
No, just rolled over.
Attacked by a pillow?
No.
No.
Just slept.
Attacked by old age.
You know, I thought this is really, really the same noise.
That Grim Reaper's
that was
knocking
going
on
out.
The door, isn't he? We have lots of stuff coming up this morning. Heaps to talk about. We forgot to mention that the other day, on the 14th of March, it's a busy month, March, isn't it?
You've got
Moomba and Mardi Gras and this Steak and Blowjob Day was on the 14th of March. What? Apparently it says here, men work hard to satisfy their lovers on Valentine's Day and in return, repaying the favour, they've decided to have Steak and Blowjob Day, which is on March the 14th.
March the 14th.
So a month there later.
A month later.
A month later.
Yeah.
We've got
isn't that fabulous?
Full circle.
What a great world we live in.
What a great world.
Now, this morning we were doing some research in the papers, Anna Murphy.
And, it is a great world, actually.
It is a great world. It's a bloody good world.
Just quietly.
And I was reading a story about Rebecca Judd.
Oh, were you?
Page 3 of the Herald Sun.
Wow.
Rebecca Judd made a rare catwalk appearance last night as husband Chris and two of her four children watched from the front row. TV presenter led the fashion pack online UK retailer Next Under. The blade outside, and that's where I sort of dozed off.
That's where you dozed off.
That's where I dozed off.
I started looking at the sticky tape on the wall when you said Beck Judd.
I mean, look, I don't know whether it's just something in the water at the Herald Sun, but at the moment it's dull.
Oh.
That was, and the story goes on forever. Like it's half a page, but it's really, it's like. It was like...
Do you think it was a paid advertisement?
It was like I'd had visual Xanax.
Well, we're all very relaxed in here. It's not going to be a great show, though.
So
don't you show off with your neck that moves, probably?
Are we still on about the neck thing?
Sorry.
How many times... Okay, so here's a competition that we're going to run this morning. How many times, if you listen to the whole course of the show, does Anna Murphy talk about her neck?
Oh.
Neck, neck, neck.
You're so mature.
You know, the customer's always right.
Yes.
You know, I've been in service industry for a very long time, so I believe that. Mm. But some people just take the piss. Okay, so this person
has
gone into McDonald's and ordered a cheeseburger. Mm. However, they're a bit fussy.
What are they?
So
what
they want a cheeseburger, no onion, no ketchup, no mustard, no pickles, no bun, no meat patty.
I love that.
What's left?
What does that actually leave you with except a piece of cheese? Like, seriously.
Come on, that's funny.
And it says at the bottom of this article, a pack of 24 cheese slices will set you back $3 at Coles, which is probably less than your cheeseburger that's been tailored to your liking. Seriously, I've got a friend that used to do that sort of thing. Oh, you know, we're going through KFC or whatever, and she'd be like, no, can I have the breast? And can you make sure that it's, I'm like, oh, my God, it's KFC. You don't come here for... And as everybody knows, that at 4 o'clock each Thursday, I will get up early to get myself ready for work that day and come into the studio. And on the way, I go through McDonald's drive-thru to get two skinny hot chocolates, light on the chocolate, extra hot.
Yes, you do.
Whoops. Anyway, and I must say, as a sideline, all my staff have left. They're new ones. I'm going to have to train them because these ones didn't know this morning. Anyway, one morning... I'm going through and I just got pipped at the post because there's two entrants. So I've ordered and I see this other car and I'm like, oh, God. Ugh. All right, I'm just going to wait behind them. They've probably got the munchies. This could take a while. A while went to about 10 minutes and I'm sitting there thinking, come on, what is going on? And I got to the window and the poor kid's surfing. He's rolling his eyes at me. I go, what was that about? And he goes... Oh, they wanted gluten-free everything and wanted to know whether their eggs were free-range and where did the tomatoes come from? Were they organic?
I would have just thrown a pickle at him.
No, I think there should be an automatic arm that comes out from the drive-through thing and like literally just drops a bomb on the car. Like, sorry, you don't deserve anything.
Hey, listen, random acts of kindness.
Love these.
I love this. And I feel like it needs to be a Murphy's Law sort of paying it forward. We're going to start a wave of rebellion, like a revolution.
Let's do it. Just great. Like the movie with Haley Joel Osment.
Here's a little story. A guy, because we all hate parking inspectors, and we don't hate them.
No,
we
I don't hate the
do.
Inspectors, but I
we
really
hate what
hate,
they do.
No, I just dislike the council money
so
grubbing.
No one wants a parking ticket. It's just it just impacts your day
it
dramatically.
Really is
right?
Bad.
Here's a guy. This guy. Actually, got back to his car because he was late and got back to his car, found a little note on it.
Help.
And it said, you were getting a parking ticket, so I beat the meter maid, put 50 cents in your meter. He was pretty pissed. Parking meter, God bless you, pass it on.
Well, I don't think he needs to be beaten. But anyway, he's paid the fine. That's nice. Yes,
that's exactly right. And that's random. Yesterday, I must say that yesterday I was in a parking spot and my credit card, because now it's either, you know when you get to parking meters and it goes, well, it doesn't have credit card facility, you need cash. No, who carries cash around these days? So didn't have any cash. On this one, I couldn't use my credit card. So I couldn't use cash or credit card. And I was like, what am I going to do? Because I have to park here. Like, I have to park. And there's all of a sudden this little woman in toot, 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 had her hand out the window, had her ticket. Do you want a ticket?
Oh, I love that when that happens.
Which is great.
Nice.
Which is really, really good. And
have you got some random acts happen to you?
Yeah. I don't know if anything's happened
to
me.
Done?
I often will buy someone a coffee.
Oh. What do you mean?
You know, just when you're paying a coffee, you know what? Do that for the next person too.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
I would love to give you the clap right now.
Gee, you're really...
Lucky I'm in control of the
Yeah, you're in control. I had a lady actually... I was walking to the supermarket the other day and she hung out the window and I was not paying attention and all of a sudden she hung out the window and went, that's a gorgeous dress, isn't it? You look lovely. And I was like, oh, my God, that's amazing. I know that's not strictly a random act of kindness, but it made my day.
That's just blowing wind up your ass. That's not random acts of kindness.
Well,
time, people. If you've been listening in the last couple of weeks, you will have heard a new game that we're playing.
Ding.
It's called Stereotypical. That's where Tim will deliver us three names, random names, and Anna and I have to decide or describe the name, the person, or what the first thing that comes to our brain, basically.
Yeah.
Now, we've always put out a disclaimer here that if we happen to offend anyone and it's your name that we've terrorised and torn apart, you can send in a message, 0427JOY949, honourofjoy.org.au, and we'll try and line you up with a little prize or something if we've offended you, if it is your name, right?
Right.
Also, if we get spot on, let us know.
Yeah, yeah, if we describe an aunt or someone like that, or, you know. Okay. All right,
what we got today?
Are we ready to kick off?
Oh, yeah, go for
it. Our first person we're describing is Sue Ellen.
Sue Ellen's definitely American, isn't she? I think she wears a lot of denim, acid wash, she's got tight perm, glasses, drives one of those seven-seater minivans with about six kids in the back, and is a farmer.
Oh. Okay. It's a farmer. Sue Ellen is a good Christian woman. She's in her late 50s. Mm. She's seen a lot. She was the town bike for quite a while, but now she's turned to Christianity. And what was it?
You stole something from my comedy set.
Oh, did I? I did not. You stole it from life.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, and Sue Ellen's just one of those ones that she's got so much baggage and history, but she's a lovely lady and she's always doing the, you know, the church, raising the money for the church.
Oh, the collection plate?
The collection plate, which she snavels half of it and buys some ciggies with. That's
Sue Ellen.
That's Sue Ellen.
Oh, she's a treat. Okay, well, thanks for sharing. Our next name is Willie.
Willie. I don't know. I just can't get past Willie Nelson, which is not playing the game. But that is stereotypical, isn't it? Like, yeah, a guy that lives in the bush with long hair, smokes cigarettes, whittles things, and may have a penchant for killing rats.
Mm. Willie went to Brighton Grammar and he played the seniors football.
Yep.
From Brighton Grammar, and he was a good swimmer, but not so good at math.
Right. Yeah.
No, and who says math? We're not American.
Willie Wood. He's not very good at it.
Willie Wood. We really, really.
Our last name for today is Audrey.
Audrey.
She works at Urella.
Good on her.
And that's what all she does. That's all she does, Audrey. She just works there and helps. She's good. She's always volunteered her time for different charities. Audrey.
Yeah, she'd pay it forward, wouldn't she?
She'd pay it forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Audrey's the neighbour down the street that you want to, like as a kid, you would never want to go past the house because she's just really angry, old woman.
Oh, and
Audrey.
She has irritable bowel syndrome.
I don't think you get to add that into mine. Thank you.
Oh, that piped up.
No, it just came to me.
Right. Okay, I'm done.
Is that it? Okay, well, that's stereotypical. That's how we play here.
I found those tricky
today. The funny thing is I've got friends of mine now playing stereotypical at like house parties and stuff. So it has kicked off. It
is, look at that.
Look out for we've got
those
special.
Were the days. We used to go to house parties and listen to DJs.
Now we
do
play
silly
stereotypical.
Things. Now we sit around and
take
we
the
play
piss out of
stereotypical.
You're on Joy. Anyway, Moomba was on the weekend last weekend.
Was it? Yeah. Nice segue.
I haven't been to Moomba forever. I went 3 days in a row.
Did you?
Yep, to watch the water ski.
Wow. Oh.
Yeah.
I find that fascinating because I don't know anyone that went.
Sat on the bank with my dog. And
who was the king of Moomba?
Bert Newton. I don't know. I'm not too sure.
No.
It was two people that I've never heard of. Oh. Never heard of. I think they do really good charity work and stuff.
Gina Liano.
Gina Liano. I honestly have been so busy lately. I didn't even really register that was on.
It's actually it was really good. The weather was great. It was really good. I had a sausage and bread, which is about $32, and
$32.
Watch the water skiing and slalom skiing's a bit boring, isn't it? Isn't it a bit boring? It's just in and out, in and out, in and out, and off you go. And but they're all built like tanks.
Are they?
But the women's ski jumping was. I saw that. That was fantastic.
Like
was
the long jump,
the over the jump,
over the hump,
and they were built. Those girls,
really?
Yeah.
Well, they're very strong athletes.
Did you see the Birdman?
No, I didn't.
I saw something on the news.
I would have loved to have seen that.
This must be fascinating to listen to. With all of us going, nah, didn't see that.
There's so much happening.
Sorry, Joyce. I'm so sorry, but well, I'm in the middle of house hunting and I'm studying. And
maybe there was someone out there who actually caught some. You know, like even if you can tell us who the king in Coin and Moomba was, that would be nice. Anyway, we'll move on. Betty just sent through a message. Happy Friday, Murphy's Law Tribe. Great to hear the Veronicas. How good were they at Mardi Gras after party, Betty? Yeah, they were pretty good.
G'day, Betty.
They could have sung more, Betty. But other than that, they were fabulous.
Oh, look, I just want to hear somebody say, like, was it a great performance, the one song?
No, the one song was good.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. It just was short and sweet. And people, like, because they're so good, people wanted a bit more. Not a concert, but just a couple of tracks.
Maybe the full body glitter thing didn't allow for them to do more than one.
Maybe it affected their breathing. They could only have enough air for one song.
Exactly.
Yes.
There might be many reasons
why. I would say so.
I think everyone needs to calm down.
Well, no one was getting fired up.
Oh, I've seen on Facebook. People have been fired up.
Well, Anna Murphy, here's one for you. Do you know how smartphones allow people to check sports scores, send emails and watch cat videos almost anywhere?
Yes, they do.
Which is great to have. But now they can allow you to do something extra.
What?
They can allow you to perform cunnilingus by licking your phone. What time is it?
It's 8:07.
I should have made mention too, if you've got kitties in the car, this is time.
I know a few people that drive to work with a...
Just turn it down and maybe turn it back on.
Sorry, you've got some explaining to do, not Dean, everyone else listening. Wow.
That's the idea behind Ocast, a new digital marketplace that allows people to upload simulated oral sex sessions that can be then downloaded onto a vibrator via Bluetooth. Ocast spokesman Darren Press says his product is sort of an iTunes for oral sex, since the plan is to offer all sorts of different tongue patterns for download at the website. It works like this. One person downloads a web app that records vibratory patterns made by the licking of the phone.
You can
use your fingers and tongue, actually, but whether you use fingers or tongue...
Can we not?
Those patterns last up to 60 seconds in length. They can be anything from circles, straight lines, or even the alphabet.
We don't need sound effects. And the thing is, for people at home, I am literally clutching my pearls.
Vibratory patterns then can be connected via Bluetooth to the Lush, a remote control vibrator that sells for $100 a pop.
Oh, I'm so uncomfortable about that. Whole segment.
Isn't it fabulous the world we live in?
And your phones are disgusting. Like they're in your hands all day. People take them to the toilets with them.
I may never need a date again.
Like, are you going to buy it for yourself?
Yeah, just do it to yourself.
there it is, ladies and gentlemen.
I think we just need to move on. But
there it is. He's finally worked out how he can just live on his own. A man happy in his house on his own.
With my phone, with my iPhone, and my tongue. This is the nicest guy ever. Life is now going swimmingly well for a goldfish in San Antonio that just got its own underwater wheelchair.
Oh, my goodness. That's the cutest thing ever.
Yeah, the goldfish suffers from swim bladder disease, also known as flipover, a condition that keeps it from holding itself upright. So it just swims upside down. Yeah. Consequently, the fish was stuck at the bottom of its aquarium, because that's what it does. It thinks it's on the top, but it's not because it's upside down. That is until an aquarium shop employee, known only as Derek.
Love Derek.
Figured out a solution. Derek wrapped tiny tubing around the goldfish and then added valves underneath it to prop it up like it was in a chair. Then a chunk of styrofoam was added to the top to give it some lift.
Oh, that's really cute.
He said, think of goldfish as pugs of the fish world.
Pugs have unique
features due to the way they were bred, but it also causes them a lot of medical problems. Same with goldfish.
Do you know what? I'm going to get a goldfish and call it pug.
Now, I have a confession to make.
Oh, what?
Because I didn't know about that condition, flip over.
Oh.
Now, remember when my good friend Sam from Sydney gave me that fish? We can't even say what its name was.
No, we can't.
On radio. It would be kicked off forever. But I feel now that he wasn't on death's door. I feel like he had flip over.
Yeah,
and we flushed him down the toilet.
Well, I think most people.
Candles in the wind, playing in the background.
Yeah, we did. We did a proper ceremony.
Ceremony as we.
Yeah, we had Elton John.
Delivered him into the toilet. Right. Well, I hope our little friend made it to Port Phillip Bay.
But this is for Derek.
Well done, Derek.
Good on you, Derek. Right on time for Last Man Standing. That's a game we play. That's a game we play. Last Man Standing. This is how it works. Tim will give us a topic. We have to answer it the best way we can. We've got 3 seconds.
Am I losing still?
I don't remember, to be honest.
I think
sure.
I lost last week. Yeah, I can't remember.
It's 4-2.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
I think it is, actually. Oh.
Okay, so ready for topic?
Yeah, go
okay,
for it.
Who's
me,
your,
I won.
Yes, you won. Today's topic is flavours of ice cream.
Chocolate.
Banana.
Cookies and cream.
Macadamia.
Strawberry.
Hazelnut.
Milo.
Bailey's.
Cointreau.
Mint.
Caramel fudge.
Neapolitana.
Pecan.
Butterscotch.
Double choc fudge.
Cookies and cream.
Oh, Vincent!
Thank you.
Murphy, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
And somebody should lay off the ice cream.
Those in glass houses. Thank you. That's 5-2. We'll be back next week with Last Man Standing. This guy's now made it into Eurovision, yeah?
Yeah, he's the Australian representative.
Now, I didn't see much of... Was that X Factor?
I don't know. I don't. I don't
he was the winner. Was
hey,
I'm,
can
this
I make,
research thing needs
could
to happen
I
more
can
often.
I, and can I just make?
Hang on. Let me read it. It's in the.
No. We've had a couple of messages now because of a couple of versions of information that we don't have, and we say things. So a person. Unidentified person.
No name.
Has corrected us twice this morning.
Yes.
One was, Dean Murphy said, Steps won in Wonder.
Well,
so we got, Steps had hit after hit in Europe. They were huge and no one hit Wonder. Okay, thank you. And then we were talking about Celebrity Got Me Out of Here, Get Me Out of Here. And then we just got Simply UK Version is filmed here. So I'm wondering, person with no name, I'm busy. I work full time. I'm a stepmom. I'm trying stand-up comedy. I'm also studying, if anyone cares as well. I'm trying to do the show as well. I don't have a lot of time. I'm wondering if we can get you to do our research for us.
Yeah, Mr. Anonymous. Mr. Anonymous.
Mr. or Mrs.
Yeah, so yeah, if you want to be our research guru.
That'd be great. Thank you for the corrections, though.
And if you could let us know whether this guy won X.
Well, actually, no.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.